Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q. Thank you so much for joining us on a beautiful day here in Douglas County. A little more mild this week. Nice to have the rain over the weekend, last weekend. And good to be in the 70s, the 80s next week. This is a great week for celebrating Independence Day this week. And I really love this week where we get to celebrate the birth of our nation, our independence, the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It's really a great week to focus on the blessing it is to live in this country and our constitutional freedoms, our religious freedoms, and thinking about that Declaration of Independence, about life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. So it's really a special week. And a special week in Douglas County as well.
It really is. Yeah, so many families getting together and the connection happening and all the celebrations. It's super exciting.
It's great. And we've got a great group of people joining us in the studio today. One of the traditions here in our area is 4th of July in Winston. It's become a family tradition and a community tradition. And we're excited. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got a great group of people here. And so... I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the group to introduce themselves. Christy, great to have you here. I'll go ahead and start with you. We'll kind of go around if you want to introduce yourself to the guests.
Thank you. My name is Christy Knutson. I am the mayor of Winston and running for a second election, so stay tuned.
Great to have you.
Very good to have you.
I'm Kenna Martinez, and I'm here to represent Douglas High School Cheerleading.
I'm Isabel Walker, and I'm the Douglas FFA reporter.
Nice to meet you all.
I'm Onika Driscoll, and I'm the founder and president of Winston Area Independence Day Committee, also known as WADE.
I'm Rayanne Rutledge, and I am the vice president of the Winston Area Independence Day Celebration.
And I'm Cindy Scott, and I am the financial treasurer of the Winston Area Independence Day Committee.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the show. It's great to have you here.
Yes, it really is. You guys are very busy this time of the year.
Very. I get the deer in the headlight look. I'm like,
it's an understatement. I'm sure. Yeah. So this is a huge event in Douglas County. It's the largest 4th of July event in the county. That's huge. And so take us from the start of the day to the finish of the day. What does that look like? What kinds of festivities?
For the crew, our day starts at about 6 a.m. I'm getting to the park, making sure everything is set up how it needs to be and that we are there to welcome the vendors. The vendors start getting there at 8 o'clock and setting up. We have, I think, close to 40 this year, combination of nonprofits, school organizations, food vendors, drink vendors, and all the components that make up our community. Some of us will divert over and head over to what was formerly known as the Antique Mall in Winston. It's owned by Stipe Real Estate, and it's vacant currently, hoping to get some business in there. But it's where the Abbey's parking lot is, and we'll start staging and setting up for our parade there. The parade will start at 11 o'clock and make its way down towards Thompson and Riverbend Park. And from there is where the rest of the day will commence. People will be gathering. We will have the WOW truck there from Thundering Waters that will provide entertainment for the kids for a good 4 hours with their wonderful amusement park that sets up there. And then from there, Rayanne can talk about some of the entertainment that will happen during the day.
Yes. Well, we're going to start off with a bang, pun intended, with the Rochambeau Band. They will start at 12 o'clock. They're a local funk rock band. They do some originals and they mix it with some of our funky favorite dance hits. They never play the same show twice. It's very entertaining. They're a great group of guys. And Jeremy Cornish, who is the head honcho in the band, for lack of better terminology, is also the husband of Melody Rogers, who is facilitating our pageant for the kids. It's your Little Miss Firecracker and Mr. Liberty Bell. So she will be there in the morning taking applications and such. We have DC Cheer performing at 1:15 on the front lawn in front of the stage. The band's going to take a break. Then we will have the pageant at 2:15. And then a kind of a break from the staging area and such. And then we have a the car show awards will be handed out at 3 p.m. Oh, and the parade awards will be handed out at noon at the stage. And then at 7 p.m. we have our evening concert with Soul Shock, which I'm very passionate about. They're a local band, and we're super excited for them. They're going to take us into dusk. And the beautiful lead singer for Soul Shock, Diana Spielman, will be singing us the national anthem. And then, boom, we're going to have our fireworks.
Gosh, that's so much. Yes. That is just amazing. So this is a lot. This takes a lot of partnerships to make happen. Who are some of your biggest sponsors for this event?
Winston Area Community Partnership is our grand opening. So they sponsored that opening package. Some of our larger donors, the city of Winston, not only did they were they able to participate as a sponsor to help pay for the cost of the fireworks, there's also a burden on the city whenever there is an event with city police, because of the amount of police that it takes to help with the parade, traffic control during the event. And then, of course, when the event is finished, there's a massive exodus from the park. So there's a large sum of money that's entailed and intertwined with that. And also for the use of the park, we are able to be blessed with not having to pay for those park fees as a bonus of all the city supports us with. So we have Valley Drugs, that is a large sponsor, and they have supported us every year. Seven Feathers is another large sponsor. Mercy, Red Barn, North River, Winston Chamber. We have a couple anonymous donors that don't like to let it out there. We have Johnny's and Willie's, 99 Tavern, and the list goes on. We just have a huge support. So it takes all year of collaborating and coming up with auctions, things that people donate, collaborating baskets of Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, and so on, Christmas baskets, and collecting cans and bottles, knocking on business doors saying, hey, can you sponsor this year? So it's an all year round effort. There's not a day where we're not trying to do something for this.
Yeah, I love that. And one of the things I love about this is you've intentionally have the youth involved. And I love that. So we've got a couple of youth here, and I'd love to hear, we got the mayor here as well. You've talked quite a bit about involving the youth as well, but I'd love to hear about this. Like, I think it's lovely and beautiful when a community has a vision that involves our young people.
Mm-hmm. They're our future.
Absolutely.
They need to be involved. They need to be able to learn what it is that we do so that they can get involved and do what they need to do to learn and be able to do it in the future.
Yeah,
we have reinstated the high school leadership to come into our council and update us on what's going on at the schools. And we go to the schools and ask them to help us too. Yeah. So it's a two-way street. It's I look forward to having them there.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Amazing.
I think
it is. It really is.
And Isabel and Kenna, talk to me about what it means to be involved in things like this. How does that I mean, does the event change when you are part of it, when you're invited into that? Talk to us about that.
I think so, absolutely. It doesn't just change for the students, which it allows us to like learn and grow as people, but it also helps our community a little bit, and it lets the community know, hey, there's like organizations and students that are trying to get involved in our community and help fellow people around, you know? And I think that's really important for our community and the people within it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Like,
the perspective of being involved in our community is like being in the parade and like imagining like the younger kids around you be leading up in your footsteps, like joining the community you built.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. I love that you have that perspective. Yeah. It's so how it is. And they really do look up to you guys.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I made just recently a post about our Grand Marshal for the parade this year, which we're very, very honored to have John Griffith as our Grand Marshal, and he's a veteran, a Navy veteran. And someone had made the comment that it's good for the kids, the youth, to see that the older veterans care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Absolutely. And the other way around.
Is this the truth?
And he will be in a 1969 Camaro driven by local community member and business owner, Ken Workman, with Workman's Construction and Workman's Bar and Smokehouse. So it's, you know, all cohesive. And
John actually helped chaperone the Douglas High School graduation.
Yes.
Okay.
So
5 years old.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Incredible.
They are very heavily involved in the community. John and his partner, Nancy Tisdale. So I just had a son that graduated from Douglas High School. And Stephanie Dahlenberg from Valley Drugs, she coordinated all year round for fundraising so that we could have a safe drug and alcohol free grad night, which we did at the Boys and Girls Club. And Nancy and John came to help chaperone.
Yeah.
And Nancy said specifically, she wants the kids to know that the older generation loves them also. Mm-hmm. And so that just, I could cry, but I can't do that on TV.
It's important. In fact, when we look around the country and even around the world, when people identify a community they want to live in, we see these multi-generational opportunities for generations that may be distant in terms of when they're born. When there's opportunities to come together, the community feels different. I mean, I think there's something beautiful that's happened in Winston. I mean, I look at like school bonds have passed. There's been some investment potentially because I think the community sees the youth as their responsibility and their future. And the youth have this respect. And there is something beautiful. We've talked about in the show quite a bit. Something happens when a community is open to kind of transcending those barriers that can be there. They're kind of self-imposed barriers we put upon ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, when the youth get involved, it's always better when there's a bridge to do that. And there's, to your point, Ray, there's mutual benefit.
Well, and one of the good things too, you know, and I'm shamelessly going to plug them. My grandson is the 11-year-old owner of Best Lemonade in Town. And we've had the trailer there the last 3 years that it's been open. My daughter helps him out. So you've got multi-generational right there, you know, as a vendor and providing a service to the community. He was the youngest citizen of Douglas County to ever hold a business license.
Love that.
Wow.
So cool.
That's so awesome. Yeah. That's huge bragging rights.
Yeah.
I think that tradition in Winston has held for a long time. I know Christy's mom was very involved in our community, and now she's the mayor.
My parents.
And my mother was also very involved in the community in Winston with the Lions Club and Joke's daughter.
Yeah.
And I do community work, and my brother also does community work.
Yeah, with the Mellon Festival.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were the young people in the parade.
We were.
Growing up.
Yeah.
And now we're having the young people in the parade.
Yeah.
Circle of life, right? That is what sustains a community.
Yes.
You know, there are places in the world, Italy comes to mind, where you can buy a house for €1. That's like $1.20 or $1.30, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Italy.
It's pretty simple. You can do that because they don't have any young people. Like,
they want
everybody's aging. They need people there. And I think the smart communities are saying, we've got to invest in our future.
It's exactly what
our youth.
Yeah, and that's so important. I think there's a beautiful example that happening in Winston that's really powerful.
We need our young people to come in and take over and be a part of us. Yeah. You know, my dad always told me, if you don't like what's going on, get involved.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what you have to do. Right. You have to go out and get involved. And at first, it's kind of scary and you're going, really, I don't know what to do. But when you come in and you're able to, you know, it just kind of falls in.
Yeah.
And you want everybody to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And we need the young people to come into our community. We need them to come back. I have friends that, like myself, that left Winston, went out into the world and found out, oh yeah, there is a world out there bigger than what we see on TV. And come back and bring your knowledge with you and bring the things that you learned back into the community and teach other people and get other people involved that way.
Yeah.
So it's important.
I absolutely love your mindset. I mean, I think it's wonderful that you are in this role that you are with the city of Winston. And
that's why we voted her in.
It's so important.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so important because you just have this mindset of like innovation and growth. Yes. And
it's something that, you know, I'm blessed to have. My dad was the first graduating class of Douglas High School when it was first built. My oldest grandson just graduated, 4 or 5 years ago. So we have multiple generations coming through and going through the same school, have some of them having the same teachers, you know, but we all get to learn from that. And we get to bring back my oldest grandson just had a little boy. Well, Riley did. Had a little boy in March. And then my oldest granddaughter is going to give me my second great-grandson next month.
Congratulations.
So, I know. But they see me get involved and they learn and want to get involved. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's, you know, bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it
in. You know, it's funny. We see it in nature, right? You see it with frogs, by the way. Mm-hmm. You see it with salmon.
Yes.
It's somehow they get back to the place they were born. Mm-hmm. But what's neat about this and what I love is there's no shaming about it, but it's really about like when our youth, so Ken and Isabel, when you have this experience, you feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
Your interest in coming back to serve changes.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think for our, you know, for our more experienced generation self, it also connects me to the youth, which is really important. There's a neat community aspect of that.
Right. Yeah. It's really important to me. You know, I did exactly that. As soon as I graduated from UCC, boom, I was out. I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, got a degree in animal science, and then went out to Colorado for 23 years. Was a vet tech out there, and then it was time to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I made the right decision. You know, my kids are here, grandkids are here, and I love it. And I love helping my grandchildren explore things and see things and help, you know, like Isaiah develop this business.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jackie, his mom, she's now the PTA president at Fullerton 4, and she's doing all these fundraisers and stuff. And it's like,
I'm not originally from Oregon or Winston. I'm from Hawaii, and so my goal is to just share my aloha, and I'm the mom at all the games with the camera out, running the end zone equipment, cheering, screaming, yelling. I'm the loudest person usually at the game.
Yeah. Question. I do think it's really worth noting that this event has remained family-friendly, family-focused, and free for now how many years? And so I'd love to talk five years.
Yeah. And this is year number six.
Okay,
year
number six. Okay.
We're way, right? Yes. But we've had fireworks longer than that, right?
Yeah, yes, we have.
Up in
but
my
Wade.
Today, 17 years ago,
yeah,
that I said, Winston has amazing fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And that was seven, and that was in my memory. It's on my face.
That was Kenny McGinnis.
Love that.
Yeah. But, well, Anika has a really beautiful story about how she started this.
Yeah.
So before we go to that, we are going to take a quick break. And so stick with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, that Winston heat. Red, white, and blue on every street. Got my lawn chair set up just right.
for that Umpqua Valley firelight. Yeah, we're watching those sparks fill up the sky with the pines as old friends sitting nearby. Yeah, we're watching those sparks fill up the sky.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. Good to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us here after the break. We kind of went to break quickly. We're asking two questions. One was about how important it is to have this event be family focused and free. I'll make sure we pick up on that. And then Onika, you had a story that you were going to tell us about. Let's go ahead and start with that one.
Yeah. So everyone wonders, you know, how did this event get started? How did Wade come to be? And back in 2007, I was sitting down at the Riddle Fireworks and had a gut feeling in my stomach that something was wrong. My son was actually in Hawaii with my mom at the time in a very rural area where there was no phone or anything like that. And I think cell phones were still kind of, you know, on the rise. I found out the next day that my mom had actually passed on the 4th of July. So I went through a lot of years just kind of not having a great 4th of July, even though proud to be an American and all of those things, actually a descendant of Edward Rutledge, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. But in 2018, I think it was the last year that the Mellon Festival had the fireworks for the 4th of July, although it was in September. I like to burn things and I like to blow things up, truth be told. And I also had missed having the fireworks in Winston. And I thought, well, what in the heck? What's a girl got to do? So we coordinated, got a group together to form a committee, talked to Margie Gusto at the fire department, who formerly used to head up running the Winston fireworks. Mm-hmm. And got our nonprofit status and designation and established all the things that need to be established to get that going. And then 2020 hit with COVID, so we weren't able to do our event that year. But we hit it full force in 2021 with our first event, and it was such a huge success. We've found a way to perpetuate and keep it going and to make it better and bigger every year. And segueing into, you know, why it needs to remain free. You know, for a long time, I was a single mom with kids, finding things to take your kids to and enjoy with the rest of the community that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. That's just hugely important, especially in our area. My goal with this event every year is to build and to have you know, social service agencies there providing some sort of education handout to families, an activity with families, because we don't see a lot of that in the Winston area directly. And I just wanted to bring that to Winston in support of everyone, kids, families, the whole demographic.
Yeah, that's
so
lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just love where your heart's at. Are you currently in need of volunteers for any of that?
Yes, we need volunteers.
Please.
Lots of them. Lots of them.
Where can someone go to volunteer? Who can they reach?
Ryan.
Actually,
you can reach
any of us.
Yeah, just about any of us. So we have our Facebook page, and most of us are on there all day long answering questions.
And now TikTok. I got us on the TikTok.
But we have several areas. So, you know, when the fireworks are delivered, we have to provide security for the fireworks so that they are not tampered with during the day. We have to keep people out of the field. We have, you know, helping direct vendors where to go, helping set up. Maybe some of them are older genre and might need help carrying things. We have throughout the day handing out things, checking on trash.
at night, directing traffic, help during the parade on
separating the bottles from the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I started with Wade. Is I was head of security. She heard I was mean, and so she asked me if I wanted to be security. It's a running joke.
Not really.
So now
she doesn't run.
And now I'm the vice president of a board, and so really stuck with it. I was impressed and really felt compelled to become involved in this community event.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you guys are rocking it.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, they can go to your website. Is that yes. Wade? Oh, what's your
it's on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And it's you, the Area Independence Day Committee, WAID.
Right.
Perfect. And for other volunteers needed in the city, go to the City of Winston webpage, mm-hmm. and it has the different 501c3 people like Riverbend Live, the Food Pantry,
the Melon Festival,
the Teen Center. It has everybody.
Senior
Center. Community Unity. They all need volunteers. And Riverbend Live is really looking for volunteers to be able to continue on past this year.
Right.
So
it's great.
And the parade is free too. So yes. Like, there's no registration fee to be in the parade, and anybody can be in the parade. Anybody. Registration starts at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. And if you want to bring your dog, or if you have a unicycle, or if you have a car, yeah. I mean, any kids on bicycles, right. They don't have to be fancy. They can just put ribbons on them.
We got and goats coming.
Yeah, we have goats coming.
Hey, look at that.
Betty loves goats.
Horse groups. And car groups.
That's great.
We can't forget, we need to mention about the car show too. Forget that.
You know, it's interesting. There have been an interesting theme that many in our community feel disconnected. They're not, and there is this, you know, research around this epidemic of loneliness. Mm-hmm. It's ironic that we feel like we're connected digitally, but actually most people feel like they're not as connected as they need to be.
I feel that one of the things that we do is not just on Facebook and the computer.
Right.
We do a lot of face-to-face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get out in the community. I think that's important.
Boots on the
ground. To be able to drive down the road and wave at somebody because you just want to say hi or walk up on the street and say hi and have that interpersonal. Leave the phone at home. It's important. I went this weekend and my phone went dead and I went, oh my, you know,
whatever shall I do?
Yeah. You know, enjoy myself with Don.
Mayor Knutson, you know, actually has the first Saturday of the month. She has a except this Saturday. Coffee with the mayor.
Yeah. I do coffee with Christy.
Yeah.
Usually the first Saturday, but this month will be on Friday the 3rd. From 10 to noon at Winston City Hall. Come down and tell me what's on your mind and see what we can do. See what you bring, what you want to have happen.
I love
and
that.
I see
ways to plug in.
It's
there's ways to get connected, which is great.
Right. And very informal. Just, you know, coffee, cookies, and
anybody can volunteer.
Yeah, I love that.
Anybody.
That's one thing I think some people are intimidated about volunteering because they think it's like, various leaders and people. We can have cashiers, bartenders, truck drivers. Anybody can volunteer.
We can have kids volunteer.
Yes. Let's talk about kids here.
We can have kids volunteer.
I kids in a little bit. Yes. So there's this a little bit of a theme here around like passing down these community values and traditions, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm interested with our youth here today, and thank you again for being here. When you watch the effort that goes into this, and you're part of the effort that goes into this, what does that mean to you? What's the learning for you as a young person?
It's like basically learning like what future holds ahead of you. Like, wait, I like what I'm involved in. I want to keep on moving forward with it. I want to pass it on to more generations than just us.
It's great.
It teaches you that there's like a community for you. Like there's a group of people from all sorts of generations that are here for you to help support you and give you opportunities and ways to grow and learn as a person that you can carry throughout your entire life and give to other people.
Yeah. How important is that for your generation to feel that?
Extremely important. I mean, like, everybody needs that. I feel like it's a huge, like, thing to kind of, like, keep in your mind whenever you're growing. People get so caught up with, like, their work life, especially later on as a senior myself. You get super caught up, and it's really important to look back and go, hey, I have a community of people that support me and want to help me, and people my generation, and that things are beyond the screen, like we were talking about before.
Right.
It's beyond the screen. There's people in real life that want to help you.
Yeah.
And so what can we do as adults to deepen that feeling for you guys?
Listen
that you're
to
invited?
Them.
Yep.
Listen to them. There's so much that they can teach us. There's so much that I learned
that
from
we've
them
forgotten.
That... You know, it's just listen. Just listen to them. Let them speak. Lane, as I talk and get interrupted, I apologize. You know, but listen to them. Let them give them our ideas so that we can learn what it is that they want that's going to help them. Cindy and I grew up, we grew up in a different time. But we also were in Job's Daughters that taught commitment and community service and
public speaking
and running around in togas. Right. It was a good time, but it was we were also taught that we were seen and but not heard. And today's all about, I want to hear from you. I want to not only see you, but I want to hear you. I want to hear what you have to say and what you want to bring to the table and what you have to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. What do we need to know? Tell us
what do you think adults should understand?
What should we understand about this generation?
Yeah. Do you want to start this off? You got that. I think something that the older generation that I think it's kind of great to keep in mind is that we are in completely different sections. You guys didn't have technology. We do now. Yes. It really changed our mindset for the future generations and generations now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a completely different era than what you guys are used to.
Yes.
You know,
we know. Yeah, no, serious. I totally get that. That's and believe me, there are times that I am really grateful that there was no when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is today, and it's almost a frightful thing because you can't do anything without somebody videoing you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to always think about what's going on. And you know, and think about how you want to be seen and how you want to be heard, because you never know. You never know.
Never.
Oh, they cut me off on the freeway. Have a nice day.
Well, in some ways, I mean,
it's actually helpful.
Yes.
Technology is very helpful. Yeah, and what's amazing,
it's a
double-edged
sword.
It is. And we have so much to learn from our youth and how to use it. My kids outsmart me all the time when it comes to technology.
But you know, you are technology natives. We're technology immigrants. We're still learning. We really are. I mean, it's interesting. You've kind of grown up with this, right?
Like, yeah.
So I think actually it's more seamless for you. It's more complicated as well.
It is.
But
you want to hear a funny story? I have one of the first Yahoo emails.
Yeah.
I was
is that
AOL.
Crazy. Yeah. I remember it was about 19. Right? I think it was 89, 90. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in my career field that I work in now, in social media marketing and promotion, I work for the largest venue in Douglas County. I've had to teach myself AI and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And I mean, I'm on the cutting edge of every, you know, I have to stay on top of all that stuff. And it's fun. And it makes me, I think, more relatable to the younger generation. You know, my grandkids, you know, doing TikTok dances. Don't go look, please. You know, and stuff like that. And I go TikTok live now from the venue and from events and stuff so that I can interact with people and get the younger people involved that are stuck on their screen. And then they see everybody out there having fun and they're like, hey, I'm going to come down there and, you know, and join in.
And that's just getting them. Bring your phones with you.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down and have some fun.
Right. Out of curiosity, as seniors, how many hours of volunteer time are you supposed to have in before you graduate?
100 hours.
Yes. So where do you get those hours counted at?
Well, for me personally, I was a dancer for 9 years before I became a chapter officer. And so I spent since my freshman year teaching ballet to kids.
Oh, nice.
I helped my old dance instructor, Miss Chitwood. She was in her 80s. So I've been helping her out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. Cool. Yes.
Tanner, how about you?
For me, I get them like their sports and I'm in a club. So for my high school, we have a minority group. And so they help us get our community service hours by going to colleges and exploring and seeing how we can volunteer at the colleges. And then for the sports I do for track and field, we host a field event for all the little kids to come and be able to do their event. And then for volleyball, we do kids camp, teach kids how to play volleyball. And then for cheerleading, we also do cheer camp, which we teach the kids to do cheers, dances, tumbling, stunting. And then we take them to a football game and have them cheer at halftime.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, it just sounds like you guys are such hard workers. So what would you tell people who think that young people don't know how to work or aren't willing to?
It's a part of our graduation. We have to know how to work. Yeah. All right. Look, there's some way.
There's some way where you have to learn how to work. You have to learn how to do it some way. Even if it's just doing like the little things. In some way, for me personally, whenever we learn how to work, we don't like through volunteer hours, of course. It also helps you kind of give back to your community a little bit. Or at least that's what I found. There's also FFA volunteer stuff, which I've done a little bit of, but mostly teaching. But it kind of helps you give back to your community as well. So it also kind of teaches you, hey, my work actually does something for other people as well. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the research is very clear on this, and it's something I think misunderstood, that this is, by all measures, one of the greatest generations the world has ever seen with our young people. Sometimes young people get a bad rap in terms of like their ability to work. But when you take a look at service hours, you take a look at things like teen pregnancy, alcohol abuse, they're at the lowest levels.
Yes, they are.
And sometimes people don't, if you haven't had a chance to be around youth today, it is a fantastic generation of young people. Mm-hmm. They are not afraid to work. In fact, they want to have, they're really driven by a cause. Your age wants to do something that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think, again, something beautiful happens when a community gets together and says, how do we use that? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we use that? Because, you know, in some ways, we want to teach the youth about what's happening, but also we're not always preparing them for our past. We're preparing them for their future.
Yes.
Handing down those traditions and having them be part of it is really, I think, what strong communities do. Yeah. And that's really important. So, yeah. Part of a great generation. It's a fantastic group of young people. And to your point,
we're very, very fortunate to have the youth that we do at our schools come in and share their lives with us and help us to understand what's going on with them and to be able to participate with them. And, you know, it's the perfect setting.
Yeah.
So that's like with Isaiah, my 11-year-old grandson. He, you know, was saying, I want this, you know, I want that. Yeah. And it was getting old. And so Nana pops off and says, get a job. And he's like, okay. So then, you know, pretty soon we're sitting down with his dad and mom with, you know, okay, pick 4 options. And then we narrowed it down and then got a business plan, gave him a loan with interest that he had to pay back, went out and got sponsors. You know, he was on a pitch night on the radio, you know, Nana hooked him up, you know, got him out there. And his mom and dad have just been amazing and, you know, really set forth a little entrepreneur mindset. And he only hires other kids to work other than his mom and sometimes, you know, the adults help out, but it's mostly the younger generation that is actually working in the lemonade stand with him.
Yeah,
that's just so awesome. And, you know, if you're not out there in the community, it's like you can't see it. You don't know. There are many people that just have no idea because they're not out there. You know, when people aren't seeing what's going on and they're on their computers and they have this skewed perspective and they get on there and they Talk negative. Yeah, like keyboard warriors.
And it's propaganda.
Like, well, it is. And it spreads, right? And then other people see it and they think it's true. And it's just, and it gives these guys a bad rap. Like, look at these kids. They're incredible. Well,
what shocked me.
I think it makes them lonely. I think they're lonely and I think they're miserable because they're lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely.
Her brother actually has a meme that he likes to post on social media that says, before you complain, have you volunteered?
Exactly.
And it's like an absolute, in every situation, it's like, thank you, Clay.
Yeah. What are perfect. And it's true. Surprised on social media, sorry. Lately with the soccer finals being in the United States and them interviewing them, and I see podcasts and video after video, they're like, this is nothing like the America that the media shows us. This place is amazing.
Yeah.
And they all want to move here and they just think it's wonderful. And the media is over there lying to us. So you know they're lying to us about what's going on over, you know. So you have to get out there.
You have to get involved
in the real world.
You got that positive light out there.
You got to get boots on the ground. Yeah. You need it's how you facilitate change.
Yeah. It was that statement about like, just go out and touch grass.
It's
it is something about like, know your neighbor.
Say hello and see what's going on.
Yeah. Talk to the person in line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, just say hi. That's all you have to do.
And that's why these events are important, right? Yeah, because the event is a venue to gather as a community.
It is.
To celebrate something, regardless of your other affiliations, just say, hey, we love being here, but these are great community events. We really thank you for helping put this on.
Yeah, and that is something that we do take to heart. This event isn't the only one that we do throughout the year.
No.
We also do a community Christmas right at the beginning of December. Again, a free event, prizes, and no one goes home empty-handed.
And good cookies.
We also do a couple of things throughout the year. Depending on situations, and granted, they're not planned, but it's just happenstance. So in the past, we've done can and bottle drives for some unfortunate circumstances that have happened when Kendra passed. She actually lived across the street from me, and her mom was known in the area, and we were able to raise $1,700 for that family and helped with the memorial bench for them at Roseburg Cemetery. So that was a privilege to be able to participate in that despite the circumstances. Recently, we've had a loss in the community, drowning at the river, and the family will be there on Saturday with a pop-up tent fundraising, and anyone can drop cans and bottles off, and we will process them for that family.
I love that.
I just want to say, I also lost I lost a family member on the 4th of July, and every year it's heavy. And I think that's so important for people to remember that we're all celebrating, but it's so important to be kind because we just don't know what people are going through.
No, we don't. You know, people lose people. And one of the hardest things that I had to learn was I've lost somebody. But the world goes on. And the longer it's been, I now look at, you know, for my dad was a big part of my life, but it's been 23 years since he's left. And I know that he doesn't want me to be sad. He would hate that because he used to hate for us girls to cry and he would go, don't, you know, and I'm serious. He would, and that was it. So why not show the love and compassion and drive that he had for the community to do things? You know, I remember when Mr. Brozai got Citizen of the Year and Daddy got Humanitarian, and they looked at each other and said, it's about time. You know, they grew up there. They, you know, but that's the way things were and things are. That's the way things are. I want them to be that way, and we need that to come back.
Yeah, well,
we
need that. You're doing that. I think these events you're doing it.
That's what it's
about. Well, ironically, last year,
yes,
my boyfriend passed suddenly during this event. Well, I was working, and
he's normally there. He's been there since the inception and helping with security and other anything that needed to be done. He was a well-known musician in the community. And as a matter of fact, he was a founding member of Soul Shock, who's playing. So this kind of goes, they're playing Saturday night, and the lead singer, Diana, she's doing our national anthem for us. But they've been a huge support for me. And, you know, everybody's on board. They know mm-hmm. what I'm going to be going through that day. It's going to be, you know, really hard. And but I love that Soul Shock's going to be there performing. And it's just, you know, it's all cohesive. And he was such a huge part of it. And he still is. So
sorry for your loss. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
and Darren Breedy.
It's all family. Everybody's just
very family oriented. Yeah. And his son has volunteered the last 3 years, and granddaughter. She's also been there, and she'll be my little right hand man there Saturday too. So yeah, the family.
That's beautiful. Let us shift us real quick. Okay. We're getting to the end of the segment here real quick. We like to end with your cue. In other words, it gives you an opportunity to give our listeners their cue for the week. Obviously, the cue is a play on words a little bit. It's an acronym for Celebrate, Uplift, and Educate. So, Mary, I'm going to start with you. We'll kind of head around here. What is your cue for our listeners for this week?
Start on Friday evening with Riverbend Live. Come out and join the music. It's mm-hmm. fabulous. It's free, and it's got food and drink and lots of people. And it's just a fun way to start the weekend.
Thank you. Hannah?
Just be there to support your community. Show up and support local businesses and watch the fun parade.
Beautiful.
Go to the Winston Independence Day Center. It's an awesome event. I love the people. I know FFA, Mike's people are doing a face painting booth. I would love to see more people there. It's an amazing event, and the people who are running it really care about it. You guys really do.
We do. I'm glad you know that.
Yeah.
That's important to us. It really is. It keeps us going.
Yeah. Come celebrate with us at Riverbend Park in Winston on the 4th of July. Show us your support in any way you can, monetarily or through volunteerism, and spread the word. You know, every year at about 10 o'clock as the fireworks go off, I don't necessarily watch them because I walk around and I look at the faces of the families. Mm-hmm. And I usually cry every 4th of July because it makes me so happy to know that I helped to bring a giant community together, and we're all looking up to the same sky, same thing, same time. Come.
Go, Ray. To reiterate what Onika says, you know, we celebrate our nation. We celebrate our freedom. I have a son that made the ultimate sacrifice in 2011 in the Air Force. She's an Air Force mom. I'm an Air Force mom. You know, we've all got family members. We need to celebrate our freedom. We need to come together and unify. There's so much propaganda and media out there about how divided we are. And I just don't see it in our community. And I want to keep that and keep us strong and united, and, you know, to educate ourselves, to say, yes, there are people out there that care about the generations, the younger generations care about the older generations, you know, everybody. It's just, it all works together. And we love to celebrate that. This is a perfect event to do that.
That's great. Cindy?
Well, I say come to the parade and look at the joy in all of the children's faces. Yes. That is what community is about, and that is really what life is about. It's our children.
Yes.
Amen.
Wonderful. We can completely concur with
you.
It's wonderful.
Absolutely, 100%. And another really exciting event that's coming up is the Sutherland Throwdown. Next week on Your Cue, we're joined by Terry Brock, organizer of the Sutherland Throwdown and founder of Made for Trades, along with Keith Brooks, general manager of Douglas Electric Cooperative, Travis Pritchett, production manager at Convey, Nick Kennedy, president of the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association, as we talk about the heart behind this growing community event, bringing people together with barbecue, beer tasting, cornhole, and live music, all with a greater purpose. Yes. And so what many may not realize is all the money that is raised from this event goes straight into the community.
Yeah.
And so we are going to be talking about that and all of the investment that's happening for our youth with that event and building a stronger, better Douglas County. So definitely going to want to tune in.
And for now, we're going to head to our after show, which you can check out at the Roseburg School's YouTube channel.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful
week. See you Saturday.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.